非常欢迎诸位朋友来参加我们的聚会。
Once again, we welcome our friends to attend this evangelical service.
在一大早，我们来享受这个优美的歌声啊，神的灵，神的爱，真的在我们心中在感动我们，吸引我们。
Truly, this morning, we enjoy listening to the hymns, and also the love and the spirit of God move us.
这一种的经验啊，事实上是一种享受。
This kind of experience is indeed a joy.
所以为什么我们到礼拜六很多人虽然肉体有一点疲倦，还是想要到教会来
？Although a lot of people feel fatigue on Sabbath, yet they come to the church.
因为这种心灵上的满足跟平安是我们在世界上找不到的。
It's very hard to find that this kind of joy on this earth.
但是主耶稣要白白的赐给我们，如果我们愿意来亲近他。
The Lord will give to us freely as long as we have the heart to draw near Him.
当我们结束了聚会，从会堂走出去，我们满心喜乐，我们充满着平安。
After the service, when we step out of the church, we are full of joy and peace in our mind.
这是神的恩典。
This is indeed the blessing of God.
今天早上跟大家来学习一句话。
This morning, I would like to share you a statement. In the Bible,
创世纪第一章。
Let's refer to the book of Genesis.
创世纪第一章。
Genesis chapter 1.
第一节。
Verse 1.
创世纪第一章第一节。
Genesis chapter 1, verse 1.
起初神创造天地。
In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth.
这是一个非常简短的一句话。
It's a very simple statement.
但是这一句话非常的重要非常的有力量。
But it is very powerful and very essential.
我们教会有一个老弟兄已经离世了。
We have an elderly brother who passed away.
他为什么会来信耶稣？
The reasons that he believed in God.
他就是看到这一句话，开始来追求信仰。
It's because he read this verse.
他从小就很想去了解人生。
From a very young age, he was very interested to learn about human life.
所以他后来去读哲学。
Later on, he studied in philosophy.
以后到日本去留学。
He also studied in Japan.
他读了很多的书。
He had read a lot of books.
有一次他去拜访朋友。
Once when he was visiting a friend,
他住在 YMCA 里面
and lived in YMCA.
外面下雨，他没有办法出去。
It was raining outside, and he couldn't go out.
他看到抽屉里面放了一本圣经。
And he saw the Bible in the drawer.
他打开圣经来看。
He opened the Bible.
第一句话，起初神创造天地。
So this statement, in the beginning, God created the heavens and earth.
第一个反应就是世界上怎么有人这么大胆？
And his first reaction is, how dare a person on this earth to make such a statement?
说天地是神造的。
The heavens and earth were created by God.
这谁看过？
And who has seen this?
谁能够证明？
And who can prove this?
但是后来他又想。
He continued to ponder over.
以圣经为主的宗教已经几千年。
The Christianity is based on the teaching of the Bible. Have been in the world for years.
犹太教以旧约圣经为主。
The Judaism is based on the Old Testament Bible.
最早有四千年的历史。
And it has at least 4,000 years of history.
基督教以新旧约圣经为主。
And the Christianity is based on the Old and New Testament.
最早有2000年。
And it has at least for 2,000 years of history.
这个犹太教加上基督教里面的信徒，里面不少有多少的学者、专家、内行的人在内。
Among the Christian believers and the Judaism believers, There are a lot of scholars.
你如果看天主教，每一个神父大概都是一个博士。
If you take a look of the priests of the Catholic Church, many of them have PhDs.
但是这一句话没有被擦掉，没有被改变。
But this statement was never erased. Was never removed from the Bible.
是经得起考验的。
And it has been in history, has been for a long time.
所以这一句话值得我们深深来思考。
So we should meditate and ponder over this statement.
我们从三个方面来看这一句话。
We can take a closer look of this verse into three different phases.
第一个
，Firstly，
天地的来源。
The source of the heavens and the earth.
除了圣经以外，谁能告诉我们天地从哪里来
？And who else can tell us where did the heavens and earth come from？
没有一个人能够告诉我们。
Nobody else can tell us。
那为什么圣经能够告诉我们
？And why does the Bible tell us about the source of origin？
因为圣经是神的话。
Because Bible contains the words of God.
神创造天地，当然他可以告诉我们天地是怎么来的。
And of course, God created heaven and earth. He can tell us where did they come from.
因此到底有没有神
？Is there a God？
这是一个长久来被争辩的一件事情。
It is a debatable issue for quite a long time.
但是我们常常听人讲，事实胜于雄辩。
Someone says that facts can prove everything.
如果你已经做了一个事实出来
，if you have a fact, have a factual result,
你就没有办法说没有。
You can deny that it's none.
如果你已经做一个事实出来
，if you can prove something,
这个事实就证明你是什么人。
And this fact can also tell who you are.
所以天地的存在本身就是证明神的存在。
So the existence of the heavens and earth also proves the existence of God.
而且证明神是伟大的。
It also proves that God is almighty, is the greatest.
我们现在看诗篇的十九篇。
Let's refer to the scroll of Psalm 19.
所以我们等一下再来我们先来看罗马书。
Let's refer to the epistle to the Romans.
罗马书的第一章
Chapter 1 Romans Chapter 1
19节
Verse 19
第一章19节
Romans Chapter 1 Verse 19
神的事情人所能知道原显明在人心里因为神已经给他们显明20节
21 20
从造天地以来神的永能和神性是明明可知的虽然眼睛不能见，但借着所造之物就可以晓得，叫你们无可推诿。这个地方讲。
So in this passage,
说神的永能跟神性是明明可知的。
So his invisible attributes are already seen, been understood by the things that are made.
如果你到欧洲去访问。
If you ever visit Europe,
你可以看到很多的古堡跟教堂。
You will see a lot of castles and churches.
你有没有看过那盖古堡的人
？Have you seen those who built the castles?
没有。
No.
你有没有看过那盖会堂的人
？Or do you see those who built the churches?
没有。
No.
但是我们没有办法否定这个古堡会堂是人盖的。
But we cannot deny that all these castles and churches were built by man.
而且那个时代的人已经非常的聪明。
Back in those generations, the peoples were very smart.
埃及有一个金字塔。
That was a pyramid in Egypt.
到现在人都没有办法想出来到底当时是怎么盖的。
And people couldn't tell how did the Egyptians build the pyramids back in those days.
差不多4000年前盖的。
The pyramids were built about 4,000 years ago.
但是没有一个人能够否定这是古代的人盖的。
But nobody would deny those pyramids were built by the ancient people.
虽然没有一个人看过他们在盖这个金字塔。
The modern man never witnessed how the pyramids were built.
那这个金字塔里面都是在埋葬国王的尸体。
The bodies of the pharaohs are buried inside the pyramids.
所以这里说神的永能跟神性是明明可知的。
So the Bible says that his invisible attributes are clearly seen, been understood by the things that are made.
下面说，虽然眼睛不能见
，although people do not see，
这是今天我们不信的原因。
That's the reasons why we disbelieve.
请把神拿出来，我就信。
If you can show me God, I will believe.
这个讲法等于说，请你把金字塔的造人拿出来，我就信。
And this is just like if you tell the people, show me the builder.Of the pyramid, then I will believe.
请你把欧洲那个古堡的人、设计人拿出来，我就信。
Or show me the builders of those ancient castles, and churches. I will believe.
他们是很聪明的人，但他们死了。
They are very smart people, but they had died.
我们怎么能拿得出来呢？
How can we prove them?
但是神是很聪明，神是一个灵，我们怎么拿得出来呢？
And God, is almighty, and he is spirit. How can we, show him?
但是借着所造之物就可以晓得。
But through his creation, then we'll be able to know his existence.
当你听交响乐。
When you listen to a symphonic orchestra,
你知道贝多芬很伟大。
You know, how great Beethoven is.
当你看到一幅画。
When you see a picture,
你知道毕卡索很突出。
You will also know Picasso is a very outstanding painter.
你有没有跟这个人接触过呢？
Have you ever contacted, this artist?
没有。
No.
你为什么知道他很突出呢？
How do you know they are so outstanding?
因为他有一个杰作。
You show that works. You see that works.
神是一个灵。
God is spirit.
神的杰作就是你看得见摸得见这个宇宙的世界。
So the works of God can be seen and can be touched, which is this universe.
所以宇宙的存在让你没有办法说没有神。
So the existence of this universe, cannot prove to us that the God, does exist.
没有神是没有办法证明的。
There's nothing that we can prove God's exist.
没有神是没有办法证明的。没有神这件事情是没有办法证明的。
The non-existence of God cannot be disproved.
但是有神这个是很容易来证明的。
It's very easy to prove the existence of God.
神的创造，他的杰作就证明有他的存在，好像科学，好像艺术，好像文化一样。
So the creation of this universe prove the existence of God, just like we see a painting, or listening to music.
请看诗篇的十九篇。
Let's refer to the scroll of Psalm 19.
诗篇十九篇。
Psalm 19.
第一节。
Verse 1.
诗篇十九篇的第一节。
Psalm 19, verse 1.
这里说诸天述说神的荣耀，全苍全仰他的手段。第二节
Verse 2,
自日到那日翻出言语，这夜到那夜传出知识。第三节
Verse 3,
无言无语也无声音可听。第四节
4,
他的亮带通遍天下，他的言语传到地极，神在其间为太阳安设帐幕。这个第四节说他的亮带通遍天下，他的言语传到地极。
Verse 4 states that the light has gone out through all the earth and their words to the end of the world.
这个他是指谁？
And who is here there?
这个就是指的神。
And it refers to God.
但是第三节又说无言无语也无声音可听。
But verse 4 says that And,
第三节。
And verse 3, there's no speech nor language, but the voice is not heard.
所以这个在告诉我们神在跟我们讲话。
It tells us that God is talking to us.
那这个讲话不是用你的耳朵听的。
It is not listened by our ears.
是借着他所创造的万物在告诉你。
And through his creation, God tries to tell us his existence.
诸天述说神的荣耀，穹苍在传扬他的手段。
And says that the heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament shows his handiwork.
当你在感叹天地的伟大。
When we sigh and we were amazed by the creation of the heaven and earth.
我们就是在感叹神的伟大。
We are also declare the greatness of God.
所以很多杰出的科学家。
There are many outstanding scientists.
全世界有三百一十几个科学家。
About more than 300 of them.
80% 以上都相信有神。
About 80% of them believe in God.
美国是科学一个火车头最先进的一个地方。
United States is the leader of science.
但是在美国里面80% 以上的人相信有神。
In the U.S., about 80% of the population believe in God.
所以相信有神跟研究科学是不冲突的。
So to believe in God and also doing scientific research are not contradictory.
圣经里面告诉我们。
The Bible also tells that.
神的伟大。
How great God is.
他的能力很伟大。
His power.
他的智慧很伟大。
How great his wisdom is.
他的慈爱很伟大。
And how great his mercy is.
他的伟大在他的创造当中显明出来。
The greatness of God is manifested in his creation.
我们看耶利米书十一章。
Let's refer to Jeremiah. Chapter 11.
耶利米书第十章
Jeremiah chapter 11、
啊、第十章、
chapter 10、
啊、十二节
verse 12
耶利米书第十章十二节
Jeremiah chapter 10 verse 12
说神用能力创造大地，用智慧建立世界，用聪明铺张穹苍。
He has made the earth by his power. He has established the world by his wisdom, and has stretched out the heavens and his discretion.
如果人很愿意去崇拜伟人
if people want to worship heroes,
比我们能力高的，比我们的、这个做的这个、结果很突出的
and to praise those who are outstanding, who are better than us.
那人应该要崇拜神。
And man should worship God as well.
因为人一切的杰作跟神的杰作真的是算不了什么。
Because man's works are incomparable to the works of God.
神用能力创造大地。
God has the power to create the heavens and earth.
圣经说他用的话，全能的命令托住万有。
And his words will hold the entire universe.
神说有就有，神说成就成。
And God said that as light, as light.
天地的运转是借着神的话安定在那里的。
So the movement of the Lord, the movement of the entire heaven and earth are supported by the words of God.
所以整个宇宙循环不断一直在进行。
So the entire universe moves around.
如果人用小小的智慧发明啊发现，可以得到诺贝尔奖金。
If a small discovery of man can win him or her the Nobel Prize,
那创造这个人研究不完这个宇宙的神，那应该多么得到尊重跟崇拜呢
？And God should even be more respected and worshipped since He is the creator of man.
所以今天我们拜神，不是说我要从神得到什么。
Worshipping God doesn't mean that we want to gain something from Him.
而是神本身是伟大的，是奇妙的，是值得我们拜的。
The reason is that God is the greatest, is worthy for us to worship.
下面说他的智慧建立世界。
And His wisdom created the universe.
我们看很多人读医学。
We know a lot. We see a lot of people study medicine.
你越读越专，专到一点变专家。
And they later on they become specialist.
这是一点而已。
Just one.A small area,
所以人体里面有非常多的奥秘在里面。
There are a lot of mystery inside human body.
这个是神把它隐藏在里面。
All this are hidden by God.
这个是神的智慧。
This is the wisdom of God.
但是把这个秘密发明出来，这是人的智慧。
A man uses his own wisdom to discover the body.
但是人怎么发明都没有办法完全去发现神的智慧。
The invention or discovery of man can never go beyond God's wisdom.
因为神的智慧是无穷尽的。
God's wisdom is unlimited. God's power is unlimited.
十三节
，verse 13.
他一发声，便有多水激动。
When he utters voice, there's a multitude of waters in the heavens.
这个就是从上面下雨来。
Which is the rain from above.
他使云露从地极上腾。
And he causes the vapors to ascend from the ends of the earth.
这个就是神的爱。
This is the love of God.
如果神没有发声，没有降雨
，If God doesn't send rain from heaven,
如果我们 Bay Area 三年没有水
，If there's no water in Bay Area for 3 years,
大家都搬走了
，Everybody will move out of this town.
因为那是饥荒的来到
，And that it shows that this is a sign of famine.
所以水降下来，这是神的慈爱。
So the water from heaven is the mercy and the love of God.
水汽上腾也是神的慈爱。
Also, the vapor to ascend is the love of God.
因为是温度降低。
And this is the temperature goes down.
所以我们不会太热。
And we don't feel too hot.
这个是神的慈爱。
It is also the love of God.
所以他造电水雨而闪。
He makes lightning for the rain.
因此你在那个森林里面，为什么看到这个树木长得这么漂亮，没有人去施肥？
And you see the trees grew up in the forest, and nobody else to give them nobody else plant them.
因为在闪电打雷的时候，就制造了很多的养分就降下来。
And when there's a lightning and the rain, and the trees are moisturized.
他从府处带出风来。
He brings the wind out of his treasuries.
带来新鲜的空气。
The wind brings fresh air.
这是神的慈爱。
This is also the love of God.
所以遍地充满神的慈爱。
So the entire world is full of love of God.
我们每一天都活在神的慈爱里面。
Every day we live in the love of God.
所以我们来敬拜这位神，这是人的本分。
It is the obligation of man to worship God.
因为我们人是从他而出的。
since we were all created by him.
我们基督教的信仰有一个很大的障碍。
That's one a hindrance of the Christianity belief.
就是东方人很注重拜祖先。
The Asians are keen in worshiping ancestors.
你怎么跟他讲祖先我不能不拜？
No matter how you try to convince them, they still insist to worship ancestors.
为什么？
Why?
因为没有祖先怎么有我呢？
If without ancestors, how can an I was born?
饮水要思源。
So we have to remember the origin.
所以叫我不拜祖先，这我做不到。
It's impossible to telling me not to worship my ancestors.
所以这拜祖先本来的意思是好的。
And the intention of idol worshiping is good. The intention is good.
问题在哪里？
But what is the problem?
请问你能够拜几代？
How many generations can you worship?
如果你拜三代，
if you can worship up to three generations,
那第三代他的爸爸，你为什么没有拜？
And how come you didn't? How come you don't worship any generations of worship any ancestors more than three generations?
你也应该拜啊。
You should also worship more generations.
如果你拜他爸爸，他公公也要拜啊。
If you worship just the father, you have to worship the grandfather.
那这样我们一直推上去。
If we try to trace the family tree,
圣经说我们人类有一个来源。
And man has a source of origin.
那个来源就是亚当。
And who is Adam?
但是更奇妙的是，亚当是神的儿子。
And Adam is the son of God.
亚当是一个人。
Adam is a person.
他是神的儿子。
He is the son of God.
神就是他的父。
And God is his father.
所以这个拜祖先，如果一直推到最后，那个祖是哪里？
If we try to trace the family tree, and who is the original?
那个祖就是天上的神。
And the Lord is God in heaven.
所以如果我们拜人的祖先而没有拜那个真正的人类的来源那个神，这是不公平的。
If we just worship the ancestors but not worshiping God who is the creator, it is unfair.
因为如果没有神怎么有人呢？
If without God there will be no man.
如果没有神的恩典，
If without the grace and the blessings of God,
怎么有我们爸爸，怎么有我们公公呢？
How can we have our parents and even our grandparents or even great grandparents?
所以我们用感谢的心在崇拜我们的祖先。
So we should be very thankful in remembrance of our ancestors.
但是我们更需要用感谢的心来创造，来拜那个我们真正那个来源，就是天上的神。
We should worship God. The source of origin with thanksgiving.
因此，创世纪第一章第一节告诉我们。
Therefore, as we just read in Genesis chapter 1, verse 1,
起初神创造天地。
In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth.
一句话，但是这个是意思很深。
And it has very profound meaning.
这一句话没有被擦掉。
And this word was never erased.
这是真理。
This is the truth.
好，我们再从第二个角度来看。
Let's take a look from the second phases.
起初神创造天地。
In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth.
我记得以前在考托福。
And I remember years ago in the TOEFL examination.
到补习班去补习啊，他说你要看要找答案了，要看第一句话跟最后一句话。
And we went to the tutorial school and were told us just to read the question and the answer.
第一句话，一个文章里面第一句话跟最后一句话常常很重要。
In an article, usually the introduction and the conclusion are very important.
那这个圣经这本书的第一句话非常重要。
So the first statement of the Bible is also very essential.
起初神创造天地。
In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth.
这个告诉我们这一本书的内容是以神为中心的。
So tell us that the entire Holy Scripture is based on God.
如果把神从圣经拿掉，就没有这本书了。
If God is removed from the Bible, and this entire scripture will not exist.
这一本书的存在是因为有神才存在的。
The existence of this book is because of God.
但是现在很多人否定神。
But many people on this earth denied God.
否定神是什么意思？
What's the meaning of that?
否定神就是否定圣经。
If they deny God, they also deny the Holy Scripture.
因为圣经证明有神。
The Holy Bible proved the existence of God.
来，我们用一个基本常识来想。
Let's try to use a common sense. To elaborate.
全世界印刷量最多的一本书是什么？
What is the most popular book printed on this earth?
是圣经。
Which is the Holy Bible.
全世界最多翻译版本的书是什么？
What is the most translated book on this earth?
是圣经。
the Bible.
全世界最多人读的一本书是什么？
What is the what's the most popular book ever read by the by the others?
是圣经。
The Bible.
如果我们否定神，
if we deny God,
就是否定这本圣经。
Which means that we also deny the scripture.
那世界上这么多人读。
There are so many readers reading Bible on this earth.
几千年来人都在读这本圣经。
And throughout history, for years, people read this Bible.
那有的很多人在否定神，他根本就没有看过圣经。
Many people deny Bible, but they never read the Bible.
他不知道圣经在讲什么，否定圣经。
They don't know what the Bible says, and yet they deny the scripture.
这个讲起来是有一点不太合理的。
It is illogical.
有一次我到泰国去工作。
Once I worked in Thailand.
哦，我们知道泰国是佛教的发源地。
Thailand is a Buddhism country.
那因为教会的注册，我们去拜访一个基督教的团体。
And we visit another Christian denomination.
我就问他们的这个泰国的圣经从哪里来。
We asked them, and where did the Thai Bible?
然后就告诉我一个故事。
And they tell me a story. Told me a story.
他说，泰国的圣经是那个和尚的那个佛教的高僧所翻译的。
Oh, and they told me that the Bible was translated by the Buddhist monks.
哦，你知道那个高僧有很多学问，很高深的。
They are very highly educated.
所以他可以用字用得非常的恰当。
So they can use the appropriate words.
那个时候，宣教士去请那个高僧来翻圣经。
So the Western evangelist asked the Buddhist monk to translate the Bible into Thai language.
那高僧说有一个条件。
And the monk told them that is subject to one condition.
就可以，我可以替你翻，但是你不可以叫我信耶稣。
I can translate for you, but you should never convince me to believe in Christianity.
那个宣教士说可以。
And the priest says, fine, it is a deal.
结果那个高僧新约圣经还没有翻完，他就信耶稣了。
Before this monk even complete the translation of the New Testament, and he believed in Jesus.
圣经里面有力量。
The Bible is full of power.
圣经里面有生命。
In the Bible, we can see life.
因为这是神的话。
The Bible contains the words of God.
我们今天很轻易去否定圣经，是因为我们不认识它。
If a person easily denies the Bible, the reason is that he doesn't know who God is.
如果我们真的认识圣经，你会觉得这是一本至宝。
If we truly read through the Bible, you know it is a priceless treasure.
圣经说这是神的书，这不是人的书。
The Bible is the words of God. It's the book of God.
如果你信佛教，
if you believe in Buddhism,
你要去旅行，
and you say if you to join the tour,
你要带佛经跟你一起去，
you will carry the Buddhism scroll with you.
你要去租一辆的优厚才拉得走啊。佛经很多。
You may have to rent a U-Haul to carry all the different, all different Buddhism scrolls.
那佛教很多人试着要把佛经浓缩成一本书，没有办法。
Many scholars try to condense the Buddhism teaching into one volume, and it is impossible.
为什么
？Why？
因为每一本讲的都不太一样。
Each of the scrolls has different teachings.
这是人的智慧。
It is the wisdom of man.
但是你没有办法把它缩成一本。
There's no way they can condense and put into one volume.
但是今天我们到处去传道。
Yet when we go out to preach,
我们拿着这本圣经。
We carry only one Bible.
只有一本圣经。
There's just only one book.
这个就太奇妙了。
It is so wonderful.
所以英国有一个报纸有一天这样刊。
One of the English newspapers once published.
如果这次是如果。
If.This is just an assumption.
如果你要被下监三年
if you are in jail for 3 years,
你允许带三本书
you are allowed to take only 3 books.
请问你会带什么书
which books will you take?
诸位你想想看
think about this.
当然最好不要了，如果你 要下监，你带三本书，你要带什么书
if you are put in jail, which 3 books, which books you wish to take?
三本书
there are only 3 books you are allowed to take.
有哪一本书能够让你读三年你还不会厌倦？
Which book will allow you to continue reading without feeling being bored?
如果你去买报纸，这个昨天的半价卖，你要吗？
If you buy a yesterday's newspaper for even half price,
不要吧，因为这不是新闻，这是旧闻。
It's long no longer news.
所以很多事情，很多的书啊，过去了，时间一拉长啊，它就没有价值了。
And many other books, when time passes by, they lost their value.
我记得我在读书的时候，很多人在口中都挂一个存在主义。
When I was in school, many people say that the existentialism.
很多的书，很多人在读。
There are many people read such kind of book.
现在谁还在读那个书
？And who else read this kind of book?
那个已经过去了。
And it is history.
但是我小时候很多人读圣经。
Since my young time, many people read the Bible.
现在还是很多人读圣经。
Even in modern time, many people read Bible.
不晓得有多少人圣经读破了，还在读圣经。
And even people read the Bible several times.
因为圣经越读越深。
The more we read the Bible, and we are more admire.
因为我们要通过圣经来认识神。
And through the Bible, we can know God.
神是无限的。
God is unlimited.
所以圣经每一个字你都懂。
We understand every word literally.
每一句话都懂。
We understand every statement.
但是里面在讲什么
？But what is the meaning?
这个是奥秘。
And it is a mystery.
你可以透过你所懂的那一句话，一直无穷尽的去认识那一位神。
You can through any, you can read any statement to understand God.
所以这一本书以神为中心的这一本书就证明有神。
So this book proves.The existence of God.
所以它可以让你无穷尽的去享受它，去认识它。
And we, by reading the Bible, we can truly enjoy what the Bible tells us.
那如果我们圣经再读深一点，你就发现很多事情没有神，你没有办法解释这本圣经。
If we read the Bible deeper and deeper, we will realize that if without God, we cannot, without the power of God, we cannot understand the profound teaching.
圣经有40多的作者。
The Bibles have a There are about 40 writers who wrote the Bible.
上从君王下到渔夫。
The kings and fishermen.
上到四千年最近到两千年前。
And the Bible's the completion of the Bible is about 4,000 years ago until about 2,000 years.
文化社会背景完全不一样。
And all these writers came from different backgrounds.
但是圣经里面你找不到一个冲突的地方。
And you find no contradictory statement in the Bible.
这个可能吗？如果不是从神来的。
Is it possible? If without God?
不可能的。
Impossible.
你全家有五个人。
Say you have five people in the same family.
我们来写一个我的家。
And if we read read the same topic, my family.
每一个人写一段。
Everybody write a statement.
这个文章一看出来，大家知道这是五个人写的。
And when these articles are published, you notice that these are written by five.
因为这个里面的手法、里面的思想不太一样。
And the contents and the thought are different.
圣经的想法是一致的。
But the Bible is very consistent.
这是神感动人写的。
And all these writers were moved by God.
人是一支笔，但是那个背后的思想是从神来的。
But the entire inspiration is from God.
圣经里面有一句叫做《以赛亚书》。
There is a volume of the Bible called Isaiah.
是公元前七百多年前，神感动以赛亚写的。
It was written 700 years B.C. By prophet Isaiah.
那以赛亚书又叫做旧约的福音书。
Isaiah is also is otherwise known as the Gospel of Old Testament.
里面很多的预言。
There are a lot of prophecies.
请问诸位。
Let me ask you a question.
你能够预言七百年以后会发生什么事情吗
？Could you prophesy things could be happen 700 years later?
我记得我高中的时候曾经读过文章他说二十一世纪人只要工作四天，一天工作六个小时就够了。
Remember when I was in high school, I read an article. Someone prophesied that in the 21st century, a man only needs to work 4 days and 6 hours a day.
因为科技的进步
and due to the scientific advancement, technological advancement,
人不需要工作这么久
Man doesn't have to work for such a long period of time.
我们已经进入二十一世纪了
Now we are in the 21st century.
你看，越来越忙
and we are still very busy.
三十年前的预言到现在证明这是错的。
And the prophecies three decades ago prove that it is wrong.
但是七百年前的预言后来实现了。
But the prophecies 700 years ago were fulfilled.
请看第九章。
Let's read Isaiah.
第九章。
Isaiah chapter 9.
第六节。
Verse 6.
以赛亚书第九章第六节。
Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6.
有一婴孩为我们而生，有一子嗣给我们，政权必担在他的肩头上。他的名要称为奇妙的策士，全能的神，永在的父，和平的君。
For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder, and his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace.
有一个婴孩要为我们而生。
For unto us a child is born.
他有四个头衔。
He has four titles.
全能的神
，Wonderful，
永在的父
，Counselor，
和平的君
，Everlasting Father，
奇妙的策士。
And Prince of Peace.
一个人有四个头衔。
And a person has this all four titles.
你今天想想看了，我们一个头衔都应付不了了。
And we cannot even stand for one title.
两个头衔、三个头衔把你压扁了。
And a person couldn't even take for so many titles.
他四个头衔。
But he has more than he has four titles.
他叫奇妙的策士。
It's wonderful.
每一个问题他都有答案。
God can provide any answer for
全能的神，每一件事情他都能做。
He's mighty God and he can do anything.
他是永在的父。
He's the everlasting Father.
他爱你爱到愿意为你死。
And he died. He loves us even die for us.
他是和平的君。
He is the Prince of Peace.
他能够把你跟神拉在一起，你们能和好。
And he can reconcile God and us.
神的愤怒不会临到你。
And the wrath of God will not come upon us.
这个孩子是谁
？And who is this?
就是耶稣
，Who is Jesus？
700年后，完全照这个实现。
And 700 years later, this prophecy was fulfilled.
请问，以赛亚书不是神感动了，谁能够写出来
？If without the inspiration and the move of the Lord, how can such a person make the prophecies like this？
所以，圣经的存在证明有神。
So the existence of the Bible proves the existence of God.
如果我们认为没有神，等于我们否定圣经。
If we deny God, it means that if we deny the Bible, we deny God.
这是违反常识的。
And it is illogical.
所以这本书说，起初神创造天地。
So the Bible said, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth.
告诉我们这一本书的独特性。
And it tells us the significance of this Bible.
这是以神为中心
的一本书。The understanding of this book, this is based on God.
第三个。
The third phase.
这个起初神创造天地告诉我们。
In the beginning, God created heavens and the earth. Also, tell us.
基督教是怎么样的一个宗教
？And what kind of religion of Christianity is?
因为基督教是以这一本圣经为基础的。
The Christianity is based on this scripture.
神创造天地。
God created the heavens and the earth.
所以在创世纪第一章、第二章、第三章，神做这样，神做这样，神做这样。
If we continue to read Genesis, we notice the creation of the gods.
那人犯罪了，神来找他。
And when the man commits a sin, God look for this person.
所以让我们知道，我们在圣经里面所描写的神，跟我们在想的神不太一样。
So the description of God in the Bible is different from our own imagination.
我们想的神呢，神大概躲在天国里面。
And we imagine God hide himself in the heaven.
非常的遥远。
And he is so remote.
他一直看你在做什么。
And he is keep on looking what we are doing.
那不乖就来修理一下，又回去了。
And if a person is behave badly, he will come to chastise.
他对我们很冷，很冷漠。
And God is so cool, so cruel and cold to us.
对人漠不关心。你看这么多人受苦，他好像不晓得在哪里。
God doesn't even concern about man's suffering.
所以觉得这样的神拜也不拜也算了吧。
So people feel that. Why do I have to worship such a God?
这是因为我们对圣经不懂。
It is because man doesn't understand Bible.
基督教的信仰是以这本圣经为中心。
As I just said, the center of the core belief of Christianity is based on this scripture.
那这个圣经怎么说呢
？How does the Bible tell?
看约翰福音第五章。
Let's read John chapter 5.
约翰福音的第五章。
John chapter 5.
十七节
，verse 17。
所以对他们说，我父做事，直到如今，我也做事。
But Jesus answered them, "My Father has been working until now, and I have been working."
这个父是谁
？And who is this Father?
是天上的神。
He's God.
所以神从创世纪第一章第一节一直做事，做事到约翰福音第五章。
So God has been working since Genesis until the time of John.
神做事没有停止的。
God never stopped working.
只是我们没有看见。
If that's, we didn't see he's working.
那耶稣说，我也做事，直到如今。
Jesus also said that I have been working.
啊，那我们接着问，那主耶稣在做什么？
So what has been Jesus working?
我们看约马太福音第一章。
Let's refer to Matthew chapter 1.
啊，马太福音第一章。
Matthew chapter 1.
啊，二十一节。
Verse 21.
马太第一章二十一节。
Matthew chapter 1 verse 21.
他将要生一个儿子，你要给他起名叫做耶稣，因为他要将自己的百姓从罪里面救出来。
And she will bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins.
主耶稣要出生以前，天使已经很清楚告诉他来世界要做什么。
Prior to the birth of Jesus Christ, the angel has clearly indicated what is the mission of Jesus.
他要将自己的百姓从罪里面救出来。
He will save his people from their sins.
这个就是主来世界的目的。
So this is the purpose of Jesus coming to this earth.
所以主耶稣说，我父做事直到如今，我也做事。
That's the reason why Jesus says that my father has been working until now, and I have been working.
他做事就是要把人从罪恶里面救出来。
He has been working to deliver man from sins.
要把天国从天上带到人间来。
He's going to bring the heaven to this earth.
是给人平安跟喜乐。
And to bring peace and joy to mankind.
是给人权柄能力，让人不受罪恶的捆绑。
And he also gave power to man so they will not be bounded by sin.
要是给人真正的盼望，让有人能够回到天国去。
He will give man the true hope so they can return to the heavenly kingdom.
所以主耶稣到今天还在做事。
So Jesus has been working.
虽然他已经回到天上去了。
Although he has returned to the heavenly kingdom.
他怎么做事呢？
And how can he work?
就通过他的圣灵在做事。
And through his spirit.
通过他所拣选的工人在做事
，and through all the chosen workers he has been working.
通过他的身体教会在地上做事
，and through his body which is church on earth he has been working.
所以这一位高高在上的神
，so the God in heaven，
其实他是每一天在我们中间在做事。
He is actually among earth he has been working.
啊，他要感动我们。
He is going to move us.
他要打开我们的心。
He is going to open our heart.
他要吸引我们。
He is going to attract us.
他要拣选我们。
He is going to choose us.
所以神不是躲在上面不管我们的。
So God is not so remote and ignore us.
神在我们中间。
God is among us.
他要做事。
He has been working.
他要听我们祷告。
He will listen to our prayer.
他要帮助我们。
He is going to help us.
他要与我们同在。
And he abides with us.
所以我们要采取一个回应。
So we should respond to God's calling.
怎么回应呢？
How can we respond to God's calling?
好，我们来看耶利米书。
Let's refer to Jeremiah.
二十九章。
Jeremiah chapter 29.
耶利米书二十九章。
Jeremiah chapter 29.
十三节。
Verse 13.
耶利米书二十九章十三节。
Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 13.
你们寻求我，若专心寻求我，就必寻见。
And you will seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart.
所以我们对这一位伟大的神，我们对救主耶稣要有一个回应。
So we should respond to the calling of Jesus.
怎么回应？
And how can we respond?
要专心寻求他。
The Bible says that we shall seek him with all our heart.
然后就必寻见。
And we will find him.
就是我们的心啊。
This is our desire.
所以我们在这个世界上啊，如果你能够专心。
On this earth, if we can concentrate,
神对你来讲是很实在的。
And God is so realistic,
因为他是一个灵。
He is spirit.
当你很专心
，if we seek him with all our hearts,
你在寻求他。
We're seeking for him.
神就在你前面。
And God's actually in front of you.
神就在你心里。
God is in your heart.
你就摸到了神。
You can touch him.
所以心就是最重要。
So our concentration, our heart is very important.
所以只要我们预备心。
As long as we prepare our mind.
拿出行动。
And put into action.
来追求他。
And to seek for him.
神一定让你找到。
And you will find him.
这是一个应许。
This is a promise.
百分之百。
This is the true promise.
叩门就给你开门。
When you knock the door, and it will open for you.
寻找就寻见。
And you seek, you'll find him.
祈求就给你们。
You ask, and it will be granted.
他不是高高在上的神。
God is not in remote.
他在我们中间。
God is among us.
让我们拿出心来追求他。
So we seek for him, with all our heart.